Ghosted is powered by Ghost Kitchens.
Order from over 20 food brands and get everything in one delivery, like Quiznos and Cinnabon.
Visit Uber Eats, skip the dishes, and DoorDash for a location near you. Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am, definitely.
How many times have you heard somebody say, oh, I downloaded a dating app and I just wanted to play a little, you know, hot or not on my phone? I wasn't expecting to meet anyone.
All the time.
Is there
all
another
the
reason to download Tinder?
The thing is that there are people that actually download Tinder to meet somebody.
Yeah.
And then there's Jenna, who claims that she was only on Tinder because she was, you know, just searching through some hot faces.
But just Jenna, for funsies.
Jenna, you met Cameron.
Yeah, I did. We matched on Tinder. And to be honest, I wasn't even on there, like, looking for anything. But I ended up matching with Cameron, and we got on FaceTime the next night after matching, and we just talked for like a half hour. But then immediately afterward, he ghosted me, and I'm hoping that you guys can help me figure out where I went wrong. You know, I can usually date somebody for more than 48 hours, and I would like a second shot.
That's fair.
Well, you know, I'm a veteran of a 7-month relationship here, so I feel like as the expert, I could probably help you extend that, but we'll see what happens here.
Okay, so what we're going to do next is call him with you on the phone listening in silently, and we're going to find out what he says, and maybe we'll get some answers for you, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Ghosted is powered by Ghost Kitchens.
Order from over 20 food brands and get everything in one delivery, like Quiznos and Cinnabon.
Visit Uber Eats, skip the dishes, and DoorDash for a location near you. Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am, definitely.
Jenna was not expecting to meet anybody when she went on Tinder. She just thought, why don't I look at some hot faces because I'm bored at home in lockdown anyway, right?
I'm going to make a profile.
Yeah, you're going to spend time making a profile. But
I don't want to be on here.
No, not at all. Now, Jenna, you did meet a guy named Cameron, and when you matched, you thought, let's see where this goes.
Yep, exactly.
And then you guys had a FaceTime date, which to me, that's more commitment to me than an actual date, like an in-person, because FaceTime, like, it's very intimate. It's very personal, I think.
Yeah, it does. It takes some concentration and, you know, some effort. So, yeah. And I thought that went well, and so I don't know what happened.
Yeah, so you talk for 30 minutes, and then you never hear from him again.
You sound kind of mad now.
Like, yeah.
Like you're not thrilled about it.
This takes concentration on my part.
Okay, but honestly, does anybody want to be on Ghosted?
No!
Nobody's like, yes, please, put me on. We just got to know, right? It's curiosity.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we're going to give Cameron a call. Before we do, Jenna, I just want to make sure that you're going to be okay with the answers because sometimes they can be a little aggressive. Now, you guys only talk for 30 minutes. I don't know how aggressive the answers can be here. Sometimes they hurt some feelings. Are you going to be okay with that?
Oh, sure. I'm ready for whatever. I just want to find out.
Okay.
I hope this works out because their couple name would be Jamron.
Okay. Thanks for that, TJ.
Yeah.
Let's just make the call.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi, looking for Cameron.
Yeah, this is Cameron.
Cameron, Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax from 99.9 Virgin Radio. Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
How's it going?
Good. Did I win a contest or are you guys trying to prank me?
We're actually wondering if you could give us a little information on somebody named Jenna because we understand that you ghosted her.
You're calling about Jenna? You guys like her friends or something?
Yeah, no, like basically we heard that you guys had like a FaceTime date and then you stopped messaging her.
Well, yeah, all of that did happen, and, you know, we had a connection, but Jenna needs to calm down with the whole I'm a dentist thing she's got going on.
Pardon?
You'll have to extrapolate on that one. I don't know what you're talking about.
Jenna's a dentist, right? I assume you know that. Okay, well, within the first 5 minutes of our FaceTime, she's asking me to stick my phone in my mouth so she can take a peek at my teeth, and then I'm giving her, like, all this info on how much I floss.
Oh,
I lied, by the way.
You always lie. That's a good,
Never tell. Everybody lies on that. Yeah, okay. And then what happened?
Well, you know, I was trying to date Jenna but not get a free trip to the dentist. So, you know, I just can't imagine dating her and having to floss every day.
Yeah.
That is a bit invasive, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
She'll get you a water pick for Christmas, yeah. And you'll be like, ooh, thanks.
I dated a dental hygienist once, and I definitely extended my teeth brushing time by like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Because I just wanted to make sure that she thought that my mouth
was
clean.
Oh, she was judging
And she
you.
Called me yeah. on it. She was like, she's like, no one brushes their teeth as long as you're yeah. brushing, so yeah. can you just knock yeah. it off?
You're hurting your gums.
Yeah, Cameron... What we normally are doing with this is we're trying to reconnect you with the person that you ghosted to see if you're interested. Now, no pressure, but would you be interested in a second FaceTime call or something like that? We could do like, we could Uber some meals to your house or something like that.
Yeah.
We'll pick up the tab. Just like, you know, just a reconnection.
Oh, that's really nice of you guys, but I'm out, I think. Jenna made a bad first impression, and I ghosted her for a reason.
Okay.
All right. Fair enough. Second reason we're calling is you're due for your biannual cleaning. So if you just hang on the line, we'll make an appointment for you, okay?
Yeah. I'm going to pass on that, too.
Cameron, we'll let you go. That's Thank you problem. So much.
Sure thing.
Okay. Okay, so Cameron's line is now dead. Jenna, what's the deal?
Jenna.
You know, being a dentist is like my party trick. I mean, I'll tell people things about their teeth. I use it all the time, and it works well for me, but I guess it just... didn't work on Cameron, so that's okay. I mean, it's good to know. Thanks for finding out.
Yeah. You could still be a cool dentist without trying to look in people's mouths on a FaceTime date.
I think there's something else going on here, Jenna. If it's just me, you want to know, like if you're a dentist, dental hygiene is important.
Yeah.
You do want to know that the person that you're hooking up with is going to have A, good breath, and B, good dental health.
I know.
Because you don't want to be nagging them, right? You don't want to be asking them about it.
Do that on the second date. Like, not the first FaceTime.
Wait it out a little bit.
Yeah.
There are
don't be like, turn on your flashlight. I can't see.
Well, in person, you can tell if someone has good teeth. I mean, I have to figure out some kind of way to... find out.
Well, you may have to wait a little longer on that party trick, but we do listen. Yeah. You know what? You seem like a good person.
Yeah.
Not every first date's going to go your way, but we wish you the best of luck, Jenna. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, take care, girl.
Ghosted is powered by Ghost Kitchens.
Order from over 20 food brands and get everything in one delivery, like Quiznos and Cinnabon.
Visit Uber Eats, skip the dishes, and DoorDash for a location near you. Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am, definitely.
And what's the instant reaction, TJ?
My favorite one from the 905. This might be the first ghosting we've heard where he's just upset that he's going to have to start flossing.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, you do have to watch out for that.
Yeah.
What else we got?
Last one from the 905. Just based on her vibe, you can almost tell she's a dentist.
Really?
She had a dentist vibe, I'd say.
Did she have a dentist vibe? I guess. Do dentists have a vibe? If you're a dentist, and you know other dentists, because I'm assuming they all hang out in dentist communities.
Dentist bars.
Do you guys have a vibe? Like, are you all kind of like, they all share some similar characteristics? I want to know.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
99.9 Virgin Radio.